you want to discuss, just dial in toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. So many different features there. Too many to talk about in any short period of time. You just have to go and experience it for yourself. It is totally free. Freetalklive.com. Also, another way for you to get your voice on the air is through Skype. If you have Skype, you should add this username, lrn.fm. Just send a contact request to lrn.fm, and we will accept your request, and it'll be easy for you to call on Skype from that point forward. So feel free to interact with us here on the air or online at freetalklive.com. So it's not very often that one gets a front page story in the New York Times.
It is not.
But it has happened today in today's edition, the Monday edition, as we're doing the show of the New York Times. There was an opinion piece. Now, when columnist Dan Barry came down, and he literally just showed up in Keene, not having bothered to call anyone or send an email announcing his impending arrival. He literally just showed up and knocked on the front door of the studios here and found somebody to talk to. And then I came home a little bit later on, and he talked to me, and he since did some follow-up, and it sounds like there might be... Oh, okay. Usually when the music comes up like that, it means there's some sort of technical difficulty, and there's the music again, which I presume means that there is some kind of technical difficulty, but now it's gone again, so hopefully it will stay gone. Anyway, as we were saying, reporter... Again, you can't use the word reporter with this guy.
Columnist.
He's a columnist. His name is Dan Barry. He does a column called This Land, and kind of the gimmick behind the column is that he wanders the United States. He goes to different places, you know, small towns or whatever, and reports on various different things that he thinks are interesting, that his audience would like to know about. And when he arrived here in Keene and wanted to talk to some folks, I was impressed with how much this guy knew about what was happening in New Hampshire. A lot of reporters who come to do a story,
they come as blank slates. So tell me about...
Yeah, they don't really know. Maybe they've heard of something that has happened, and they want to talk about that something. But they haven't really done the level of in-depth research that this guy did. And, like, he did a lot of research, I'm sure he could have written many more words than he did in this,
sure,
in this particular piece.
It's not that long.
No, it's not that long, but it's big enough to be on the front page of the New York Times. And, of course, you know, we've been critical of print media here on Free Talk Live and have been chronicling its downfall, and the New York Times is struggling. Let's put it that way.
Well,
they're
from a business standpoint, I mean, as far as reporting goes, New York Times is among my favorite newspapers in the world. I feel like they, you know, their reporting, as far as their reporting goes, is they look at an issue exhaustively and compared to other newspapers, and I really like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt the New York Times has a name. I mean, it's still, even though it's having financial difficulty, as many newspapers are, it still has that name. So, without further ado, here is the story. And the headline is, Libertarians Trail Meter Readers. Already inaccurate. They're talking about the Robin Hooders, the full headline. Libertarians Trail Meter Readers Telling Town, Live Free or Else. Or else. It's already wrong within the first four words. The Robin Hooders here aren't trailing meter readers. They're usually walking in front of them. And some Robin Hooders have decided to no longer walk directly in front of the parking enforcers. They just fill expired meters when they find them.
Yeah, I really don't like that. I don't feel like they're really doing...
you don't like what?
That the Robin Hooders don't try to get out ahead of the meter readers, because they're not really doing the service that, you know...
They're not saving people.
Not as much.
Necessarily
saving
people. If they just fill any old expired meter they come across with a car at it, that may or may not have an effect on saving them from a parking
ticket.
If
a farmer just runs around with seeds and throws them all over the place, you know, that's a pretty haphazard way of trying to grow food.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go along and you put the seeds in little furrows, you have a system of working, then you're going to be more successful. I'm not happy with the way it's done, but I'm not the one doing it, so I guess I don't get to say.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it that way personally. When I go out, I do like to locate the parking attendant and walk 20-some feet in front of them to make sure I have enough time to put a card on the person's windshield. For those that don't know what we're talking about, a Robin Hooder is a person here in Keene who feeds expired meters. The traditional classic method is to do it to walk in front of the parking enforcer so as to guarantee that you're actually saving people from getting a ticket.
Right.
As the card that we put on people's windshields says. So what had happened with a couple of Robin Hooders is were feeling sensitive to some of the people who've been upset in town at the alleged harassment by the Robin Hooders and have distanced themselves from the parking enforcers so they can't be painted with the harasser brush. I think that's their concern. But on the other hand, there haven't been new cards printed yet, so the cards they're leaving are saying that they're saving people. So I consider that to be – that seems dishonest.
I don't think it's dishonest, but I don't think it's efficient.
It's certainly not efficient. It certainly is resulting in more money going to the city government. If you just fill any old expired meter and the meter reader's not around, then you're just throwing money in the city's coffers.
In the same way that if you run around tossing seeds all over the place as a farmer, you're wasting seeds.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, I'm not in charge of the Robin Hooding thing. I just do it from time to time.
Right.
So,
but of course, you're the picture in this article. You're considered,
I'm one of a few pictures.
Yeah, you're considered sort of the one of the central figures here, and you're rarely Robin Hood.
It's true.
And
it didn't stop the city from suing me over it. But
I mean, you're rarely involved in this particular activity, but, you're often painted as the head honcho of the whole thing. And that's kind of
right.
Amusing. No one ever comes and asks me my opinion about this. And I'm only slightly less involved in Robin Hooding than you are.
It's true. So here's a story from Dan Barry, the columnist from the New York Times. Again, front page story today. Not above the fold, but front page nonetheless.
Sweet.
In most
front
places,
page of the newspaper or front page of a section?
Of the newspaper.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I confirmed that today. You can go to their website. You can actually look at a scan of their front page.
You know, the feeling I got from this was, this is a person with an opinion, what I call, and this is the same thing I say about people like Limbaugh and all kinds of other pundits out there, is people that have this willful ignorance around the ideas of liberty. You can feel it all in this article.
So, Keene, New Hampshire. In most places, the parking enforcement officer reflects the municipal compact. Armed only with a gadget that can spit out a ticket at the forgotten drop of a dime, the officer quietly serves civic and commercial life by ensuring that meters are fed.
Yay, civic and commercial life. Although, isn't it just the commercial life here? Isn't it just the business owners that are complaining about parking? They're writing letters to the editor. You're not serving me if I don't want you to serve me.
It's true. Of course, public servants love to claim that they're serving the public when, of course, what they actually mean is the public is them and they're serving themselves. That's my opinion on that.
It's the city.
Yeah.
The organization calling the municipal organization the compact. The compact of whom? Who made this compact?
I wasn't around for it. I can tell you that.
I see. So the municipality calls themselves the public and then they hire people to serve them.
In most places, yes, but not here in charming Keene, where parking officers figure in a philosophical tug-of-war between a small band of activists who live by the motto Free Keene, and he links to freekeene.com, thank you, Dan, and the great majority of residents who were unaware that their city was in bondage.
A lot of residents are very happy that they're... I think everybody who gets a parking ticket is aware of the bondage that goes with it. You don't pay that parking ticket. The next time we see your car, we're liable to throw a boot on it.
Boot in Keene, but they could tow you.
What?
I don't think they boot in Keene.
My understanding is they have a boot.
Really? Okay.
I was told by one of the parking people they have a boot.
Interesting. All right. First I've heard of that. 855-453.
Maybe it may not be true, but I was told that years ago.
855-450-3733. More from the New York Times on liberty activists in Keene. They also expand a little bit to talk about the Free State Project here as well, so it does qualify as some good national press. Well, some would say it's not good press, but I say all publicity is good publicity. We'll continue with Dan Barry's story and get your thoughts. And Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I'm totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Take your calls about whatever you want. We're also sharing with you the New York Times piece that features Free Talk Live. We'll continue that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Join us online at freetalklive.com.
Sherry's Berries. These are delicious premium berries dipped in chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate with swizzles and nuts on them. They're delicious, and you've likely tasted nothing like them. They're just fantastic, and you can get them by going to berries.com. That's berries.com, and
B-E-R-R-I-E-S.
That's correct. Thank you so much for that. You click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the page. You enter F-T-L, and you'll have the opportunity to order this gift for Mom. It's as unique as she is. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. It's over a 40% savings. Or you can double the berries for just $10 more. You click on the microphone in the upper right. Use coupon code FTL, and you will be able to get these berries. And there's, by the way, there's a special offer there. You just go there to Sherry's Berries, and you can enjoy that with, for $10 more, you can double the berries. And that's really, really a great option, because these are so good that you're going to want to be able to share them with other people. They're enormous and delicious, juicy strawberries. Just please, trust me. I've had these things, and they are incredible. Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right. Type in FTL and order today. And you can get them delivered right on Mother's Day or around Mother's Day. Shipping really depends on its proximity to Mother's Day. But Mom's going to really love this. Berries.com.
All right, so continuing on here, the New York Times reporter, columnist, Dan Barry, and this is one of the first things he clarified to me when we were first talking, and I referenced him as a reporter, and he said, no, I'm not a reporter, I'm a columnist, and so opinion is to be expected in a column piece,
yeah.
An opinion piece.
Yeah.
And he certainly has his opinion here. Anyway, he talks about freekeen.com and the parking, what he calls a philosophical tug of war between the small band of activists at Free Keen and what he also claims is the great majority of residents who were unaware that their city was in bondage. Now, was it Harriet Tubman who was famous for saying
freed 1,000 slaves and would have freed 1,000 more had they known they were enslaved?
Yeah. So I think that's
I have no idea what
here.
She means by that, but I think that the statement is on its face bullcrap. The fact is, you know you're in bondage when you get a parking ticket.
Mm.
You know what the consequences are. These people will take my car. So the idea that the residents, the vast majority of the residents, don't know that they're in bondage is nonsense. They know because they go to the malls and the other places rather than parking on Main Street. You know, the restaurants and that sort of thing. The fact is that these parking places drive a certain amount of people out of the downtown area.
That's true, but those people could be in denial, Mark, about their bondage. I mean, denial is a very very powerful and very common human condition, and so there are a number of people who will tell themselves that they deserve the parking ticket, that this is part of the agreement of coming downtown.
But that's not claiming you're not in bondage.
Well, if you had agreed to those bonds, then would it really be bondage?
No. If a slave claims that I deserve the lashings, mm-hmm. that does not mean that the slave is not in bondage.
I know. From an outside perspective, I know what you're saying. But if the slave believes firmly that he believes that, you know, that he wants those, that he deserves those lashes.
No. If the slave wants the lashes, they're not in bondage. If the slave believes they deserve the lashes.
Some of these people want the parking enforcement. Department. Some of them have
made the vast
statements.
Majority of people
no,
want
I doubt
tickets.
That.
That's why I'm calling
right.
this a lie.
Okay.
He just doesn't have this right. He needs, like, he's got the, oh, it looks like the people of Keene are being saved by people who don't want, look, and they don't want saving. No. Wait a second. The people of Keene send money to Robin Hood and his merry people because they do want saving.
Some people.
People give
money.
Hugs. They say thank you. The majority of contact with non-government workers and people who aren't family of government workers is positive.
It
right?
is. Yeah, actually,
okay,
I was on
so
the streets
this
yesterday.
This is a damn lie. Just go ahead and say, Dan, damn lie.
It's certainly part of his editorial narrative, yes. And
damn lie,
really,
Dan.
It's not,
you know,
really honest.
He was a jerk when he came in here, frankly. He wasn't to you, but, you know, I was sitting in here and he gave me some trouble about doing an interview. The guy is full of himself and full of his opinion. He's just a Rush Limbaugh who can write.
Well, anyway, I was to the point of people liking the Robin Hooders and the, you know, being saved from getting parking tickets in Keene. That's been my experience for the majority of the people I've talked to in downtown Keene. I was there yesterday for about an hour and a half doing petitioning. We've been getting people to sign petitions to oppose the proposed rate increases. City of Keene is proposing this week, they'll be proposing, you know, rate increases of the parking meters. They want to double the fines. They want to... apparently, they also want to increase the hours. They want to make the parking enforcement go later. Right now, it shuts down at 5 o'clock on a daily basis. They want it to go to 7 or 8 or something like that. So we haven't actually heard the official proposal. They've just been throwing around some numbers of what they want to do.
We have to get more money. How are we going to do that?
Right. And so we've been taking
what they
petitions
won't say
around.
Is they'll say things like, oh, we're not going after the Robin Hooders because they're costing the city money. It's because they're harassing park meter maids. But then they say, we need to raise rates. Why do you suppose they need to raise rates? Is it because the accountant, who is Robin Hood, went through their books and found out that they've cost them somewhere in the neighborhood of tens of thousands of dollars?
Mm. Could be. That would be speculation. You could also say that it's been over a decade since they have raised rates and costs of enforcement, et cetera, have gone up.
Right. But what they say the purpose of parking downtown is to dissuade people from parking too long, is to kind of keep things moving. To make sure that, yeah, to get the churn, to make sure that people who live downtown aren't using the parking spaces of people who might shop downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have this kind of, you know, this back and forth, this, I mean, is it, are we increasing the rates in order to, you know, pay for parking enforcement, which has never been in the black from what we can tell. It's never paid for itself. It's always been in the red. And if so, this is, you know, parking enforcement is a service of the city to create this churn. Or, and I think all that Robin Hood's ever said is I think there's better systems for doing this. Let's look at a different system. And
well, they don't know how to do that. They,
really, that's what this all comes down to.
They have their system. They want to crank it up.
The people that he calls the municipal compact, is that the terminology he used?
Yes.
The municipal compact. The municipal compact knows nothing of innovation. It doesn't have to have innovation.
Mm-mm.
The state, people that claim a monopoly privilege on the use of force in a given geographic area, the state doesn't need innovation. They've got force and guns.
Right. We know that. But the way they paint themselves, interesting, if you go to freekeen.com, you can listen to some audio from a local morning show this morning I called into. And the mayor is on there claiming that they're working hand-in-hand with the business owners in downtown. And they would never just force something on those business owners. They would never do that in Keene.
Well, the business owners believe that. They don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, exactly. More coming up. Free talk.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4-Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4-Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4-Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. And those phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you really need ProXPN. They're a global virtual private network, and they encrypt all of your incoming and outgoing data to your computer, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer be able to monitor what you're doing online. Right now, they're more than monitoring, they're logging. Likely logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. So if you want to stop that from happening, you just go and get ProXPN over at proxpn.com/FTL. You don't need to, you don't have to provide credit card information. There is a free account that you can start with and test the waters out, see how you like it. ProXPN is a great service. You're going to want to upgrade quickly, I'm sure, to the premium account for all of $5 a month. And with that $5 a month, you get extra services. With the free account, you have limited bandwidth. With the premium account, there's unlimited bandwidth. You can connect to different servers around the world, and you also have the ability to privately torrent with their premium account. You can use our discount code to save 20% on the price of the account, which brings the price down to about $5 a month when you buy the annual plan. So don't forget to use this code when you sign up. Code is FTL20. That's FTL20, and that gets you 20% off. Go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, whatever kind of computer you have, you can get ProXPN working for you. And again, that premium account, get 20% off with code FTL20. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online browsing habits. ProXPN.com/FTL. As we go back to the story here, front page of the New York Times, and actually according to SciFaze Online, he says that apparently we also got a mention on, or the article got a mention on the International New York Times in Europe and Asia in a section mentioning online articles that are not in their paper. So, International New York Times coverage. I didn't even know there was a New York Times Europe and Asia.
It's a good idea.
There you go. So, Dan Barry is the opinion columnist writing about the Robin Hooders, the people who save folks from tickets, which he explains here. Keene's two parking officers, both women, are often videotaped by young adults known as Robin Hooders. And then he links to the Robin Hood info page, or no, Robin Hood video on YouTube.
I've got to say, good job, Dan, for not taking the low road with the sexist, it's young men harassing women, narrative that has been bandied about here. I think that he did a good job not going for that really low-hanging rotten
fruit. Being facetious?
No, I think I'm not.
Oh, okay. I thought you were suggesting that he was suggesting that with his
wording. I don't think he was.
Okay, gotcha. They track the whereabouts of the officers by two-way radio, feed expired meters before $5 tickets can be written, and leave a business card saying that we saved you from the King's tariff. Welcome to Sherwood Forest, New Hampshire, where these acts of charity have led to some donations and gratitude, but also to sidewalk tensions, harassment allegations, and litigation. They're part of a broader effort by about two dozen activists, most of them from someplace else, to unshackle Keene from the violent monopoly, he puts that in quotes, of government and its enforcers, including these parking officers who work in weather fair and foul.
You know, I think that the violent monopoly thing is it's kind of difficult to say, because here in the United States you don't have a monopoly on force. You have a cartelized monopoly of force. So, for instance, the city of Keene is chartered from the state of New Hampshire, right?
Okay, yes.
The United States has, frankly, signed on to and given its power from the states, too, initially, right?
Yep.
So you have the state in and of itself, the state of New Hampshire, is supposedly the monopoly of force. But it really sort of cartelizes out, even through different departments that often will war with themselves. And the federal government's the same way. It has moved into the realm of the actual monopoly of force, because that government, the federal government, goes on. And it not only does it dictate how things go on inside the United States, but it dictates to other countries how they're going to do business, either by hook or by crook. They'll either give you the payoff and say, hey, here's some money. You know what we'd like to see? We'd like to see you expand your border patrols and your whole customs apparatus and that kind of thing. We'd like to see some of this and your drug interdictions. We're going to give you some money for that. It looks like you need some tanks and some helicopters. We're going to give you those things. So, you know, in some ways, it's either the carrot or the stick. Or if you don't follow the rules they want you to follow from Washington, D.C., they'll invade, ultimately. Or they'll pay other folks to invade. They use the financial institutions. Whatever it is that they've got to do, you'll obey whoever you are, or you'll get the stick.
Well, would you suggest calling it the violent cartel instead? Because, I mean, obviously...
I think cartel confuses things.
It's a monopoly in that you can't start your own competing organization
Certainly.
To provide the same services in a lot of cases.
I think that... See, one of the things, though, is when you look at, for instance, what happened in Albuquerque. So, in Albuquerque...
What, with the police being out of control?
Yeah, well, the police are out of control in Albuquerque, but the FBI's stepped in, right?
Okay.
So the FBI steps in and sort of polices the police. So you have this situation where it's not exactly a monopoly, right? Like, these different agencies will police themselves. So human resources steps in where, management has, fell flat, and
But it's all just for a show. I mean, it's all just to, the reason why they step in is because it looks bad if they start getting too out of control.
I think it's mostly a monopoly.
It's a monopoly with a PR department, ultimately.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that I see the point that people make when they say it's not a monopoly, but I'd like to have a little conversation with you about how it's not a monopoly before we go on and say it's not a monopoly.
The mundane matter of parking has become so contentious that a third parking officer, an ex-soldier who served in Iraq, quit last year because he says he could no longer take the close-up videotaping and the taunts that, quote, I had condoned the droning of brown babies, unquote. So contentious that the mayor, the city manager, and the city attorney all declined even to say hello to me.
But that's because they have already stepped in it and libeled themselves on a regular basis by claiming that harassment has occurred. I love how this guy goes and defends people who won't even speak to him.
Mm. Well, he does end up talking to the parking czar.
The parking czar? Oh, yeah. the head parking lady?
No, it's a man.
Okay, then I must not know who this is.
There's two parking enforcers, and there's now a parking czar.
Isn't there a secret parking enforcer that works in the office, too?
There are a few. There's like two or three people. They're not enforcers, though. They're just office staff.
I see.
But some local residents are speaking out in their stead by challenging the activists through a Facebook. He says a page. He means a group. Facebook group with the unwieldy name of Stop Free Keen, followed by 3 exclamation points. Actually, he doesn't put it in here properly. It's supposed to be in all caps.
Yeah, it's all in all caps.
He did not put it in there like that, though. One of its organizers, Andrea Parkhurst Whitcomb, is asking the relative newcomers a fundamental question. Who asked you to come free us? I'd like to point out that Andrea has never asked me that question in person. She has never wanted to have any sort of meeting in public, any kind of coffee or anything like that. So she's just asking that rhetorically. Who asked you to come free us? And that is a question that I think a lot of people would like to know about the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-minded people all to the same geographic area. There's some people who they believe they already were free and they don't need your help.
Yeah, I don't think that I think it's a very valid question. And I don't necessarily I'm not necessarily here to free you, Andrea Parkhurst Whitcomb. I'm not here to free you. I'm here to offer you help in freeing yourself. But I'm not here to free you. Mm. You can have, in my opinion, you can have whatever government you want to have. What you can't do is force one upon me. Now, admittedly, we live in a paradigm that I think has been passed down from the agrarian revolution, the whole master-servant paradigm that came from kings and serfs and vassals and all that stuff, now to what we have with the rule of the tyranny of the majority. Somehow 51% of the people can tell 49% of the people how things are going to be. But that doesn't make, you know, just because you like it, Andrea, doesn't mean I do. And this is the most expeditious way that I can come about solving this problem for myself.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts here on the Robin Hooders and Keene making front page New York Times in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It makes sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Or from the New York Times on their report about Free Keen. They actually mentioned Free Talk Live in the article. We'll continue with that here in moments. Also want to invite you to our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Of course, the news about Free Talk Live comes in relation to the Free State Project. We haven't gotten to that part of the story yet, but there is a mention of the Free State Project coming up here in a little bit, which, of course, is the idea of moving people who love the ideas of freedom all to the same place. And as you can see from what we've accomplished here in Keene already with all the news media coverage that we've received for various different acts of civil disobedience and activism and outreach and things like that, we've already made a big splash here. And the Free State Project hasn't even officially begun the move. There's early movers. Mark, you and I, we moved early back in 2006. The New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project in 2003. So early movers have been filtering in over the last decade. And there are only about 1,500 people who are here already. But with only 1,500 people, the Free State Project has already had a measurable impact. We've already had a state representative say that the Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state. By the way, I don't think I mentioned this on the air. That state representative, Cynthia Chase, who made national headlines last year when she said that. Actually, it was late 2012. It was December of 2012 when she said that. But anyway, it hit last year. It hit the mainstream media. And she's gone. She's leaving this year. This is her last term as a legislator. She's claiming
this is inevitably going to happen, right? As strides are made, and they have been made, by liberty activists here in New Hampshire, people that the arch statists, the statisty of the statists, are going to find the place less and less palatable.
Yeah.
They're going to know.
It's not hospitable to them.
They've got their finger in the air, and they're like, whoa, this is just not acceptable. And they're going to say, well, the state's big in Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, Florida. you know, wherever it is I want to go, I see a growing government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're Democrats, they're going to want to go to the Democratic places. Or they're Republicans, they're going to want to go to the Republican-y places. I'm not exactly sure where they want to go or what they want to do. Not my job. But they're going to say, I can have warmer weather and more state wherever I go.
Absolutely true. It's inevitable. There was one lady that lived in the same town as you, Mark, and she was very vitriolic, very angry about the Free State Project, even wrote articles for Counterpunch at one point, which is an online website of some repute. And she's gone. You know, she's taken off. The old cup guy, the guy who got into a scuffle with Sam Dodson, who was formerly a co-host on this show, this cup guy was noteworthy for bringing out a cup that said something like Free Keen from the Free Keen stigma or something like that.
He was shoving it in everybody's face.
He pushed it in Sam's face, and there was like this controversy about that. That guy's gone. He sold his business. He left town. He's now living in Los Angeles. His daughter, who was a local status troll, she's now living in D.C.
So excellent.
We see this happening more often.
There are
often.
Places for these folks.
Right.
And there needs to be a place for people who love liberty. There isn't one.
Right. Certainly not the comments section on the New York Times. One of the things that's interesting to read, but there are about 500-some comments now in this New York Times story that we're sharing with you. It's interesting to read some of the people's comments where they say things like, I used to live in New Hampshire. I sure am glad I don't live there anymore. And that's the kind
we
of person.
We are, too.
Right. That's the kind of person we want to see leave New Hampshire. There's a lot of people who've moved in here from other states. They've brought their big government ways with them, and now they're coming up against the Free State Project, and they don't like it because Free State Project participants are active. You know, a lot of people are good at complaining about the problems that government creates, but they're not so good about doing things about it. That's the idea behind the Free State Project. Let's get people together who are willing to do something to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Now, it's a messy process, as we've learned here in Keene.
Well, because liberty activists don't follow orders. There isn't a top-down hierarchy and,
right. You
know, marching orders and all that stuff.
People get upset.
I wish there was, because I would be handing out orders to all kinds of people, but they won't listen.
People get upset at what some of the activists do, and it generates controversy, but ultimately that controversy...
I get upset at some of the things that activists do.
Ultimately, that controversy only generates more publicity for the Free State Project, as it is getting today, thanks to the New York Times. So go to freestateproject.org, check out the website, get signed up. If you love freedom, if you love the ideas of liberty, this is the place for you if you're willing to get active. freestateproject.org, and don't forget the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up June 22nd through the 29th. We will be there broadcasting live. There will be about 1,500 people, probably at least, who love freedom, all hanging out at the same campground in the White Mountains, the beautiful northern portion of New Hampshire. It's an amazing experience. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So we got a lot in Indiana, and I think you're listening in Michigan City there to WIMS. Is that right, Lot?
Yes, sir, it is. Namaste, well, brothers.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
I had a question. Now, I wouldn't assume you guys would be the ones who would respond this way, but why is it that when the quote-unquote normal people hear about somebody wanting to expand their consciousness, why is it that they automatically assume and they jump to them and they say, well, you're a hippie or you're just, you know, you're crazy or, you know, you got some issues that you have to resolve? I just don't understand how taking one's awareness and wanting to expand what I'm aware of dubs me crazy or dubs me as a hippie or dubs me as, you know, that there's something wrong.
So is this response you've gotten from people? What's the context of these conversations? How is this feedback getting to you?
Well, okay. So the conversations I have is, you know, sacred geometry, intelligent design outside of this planet, the manipulations and the stuff that we've gone through that we as the culture have experienced over the generations from an elite group that's running the, you know, organization, you know, the worldwide organization, whatever you want to call it. There's just spirituality in itself, you know, the questioning the concepts of the Bible and religions and ultimately all religions and all spiritualisms. And just, like, for me, it got to a point to where I'm actually in separation with my wife right now because of, you know, just these ideas and how I'm changing and how there's now a problem with supposedly how I'm becoming, but all I'm becoming is peace, love, and just acceptance.
Right. So, you know, the groups have been defined throughout history in different ways, but one thing that really sort of ties groups together are common ideas. And there are a lot a lot of common ideas in the United States. I think more than many groups have had, and I think this is sort of around the world. It's the idea of stepping out of bounds of nonconformity in whatever thought, action, dress, whatever way you step out defines you as not of the group. And to be not of the group is painful, especially for people who don't want to be not part of the group. Like, you want to be part of the group, but you want to do it on your terms. Your wife wants to be part of the group, and she's not even interested in what you're talking about. So, and to some extent, nonconformity is being forced upon her in her world. I'm not saying it is, but and my wife's dealt with the same thing. You know, she probably really would have in the whole beginning of this liked a husband that just kind of thought normal stuff and you know, made a good living and took care of the kid. You know, just the standard stuff. And it's just what it is. I'm really sorry, but crazy people have been the visionaries throughout history,
and many of them have been like Jesus. You know, Jesus was crucified for preaching.
They killed his ass, and he's an excellent example of what can happen. I don't think they're going to kill you, but they're going to ostracize you in many ways.
Oh, of course. Well, I agree, and I do have a real quick question. What is the whole? I've never heard of the whole free state thing, and I want to. It sounds really interesting, and I want to know. Just a real quick, what is it?
Well, a Free State Project is a group of what is expected to be 20,000 liberty-minded people, that is, people who believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, and that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free in their lives. Bringing people who have that philosophy together all to the same geographic area to effect change, positive change for more freedom, for everybody who wants it for themselves. And there are 15,500 plus members at the moment, signers of the Free State Project Statement of Intent. We would like that number to be 20,000, so we still got some growing to do. Some are moving early, sooner rather than later, to New Hampshire. There are new people showing up here every single month. There's a real community of people here who care about freedom, and these are people who are doers. These are people who are, you know, they've uprooted their lives to be a part of this, and so they're really committed to these ideas. And so anybody that wants to learn more can go to freestateproject.org. And Lot, I appreciate your question, where it's coming from, because, you know, we're dealing with this to some extent as well here with the forming of the Shire Free Church in the area. If you're stepping outside of the social norms, it's going to be an uncomfortable process because people don't like the idea of expanding their consciousness. They're fine just how they are. Thank you very much with their dogma and their religion, etc. And I thank you a lot for your call tonight. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't stay the course, because it's about your personal journey.
It's growth.
Hour number two is on the way. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.